Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Samsung and the infamous Galaxy Note 7, the very latest on the investigation.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. An investigation into the cause of the faulty battery that caused Samsung to pull all of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphones last year found that the culprit was the fact that some batteries were irregularly sized, causing some fiery overheating, to say the least. An official report is set to be released Monday, but here with the latest on what we do know is Wall Street Journal reporter John McKinnon. Hi, John.
Thanks.
So if I'm gathering this correctly, it seems like ultimately it really all comes down to the fact that the battery didn't fit properly in the phone. Is that what we're poised to officially learn on Monday?
That's basically it, yes. There were actually two different batteries involved here. The first they're referring to as Battery A, and this is one that was manufactured by an affiliate of Samsung itself. And this battery in particular did not fit exactly within the phone. We understand that part of the battery was just too big for the space allotted for it, and that this contributed to a tendency to short circuit.
I see. How did Samsung go about conducting this investigation?
Well, our understanding is that they really went all out and had something like 100 people involved in-house, and also they reached out and brought in, we believe, three separate outside consultants or contractors. One is Underwriter UL, which used to be Underwriters Laboratories. Another is Exponent, which is another U.S. company. And a third firm is a German company called TUV Rhineland. So they really put in a tremendous amount of resources into figuring out what went wrong.
Mm-hmm. So even after Samsung releases this report next week, I would imagine regulatory concerns are expected to continue. Can we expect more investigations?
Yes. I mean, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has been investigating on its own to try to figure out what went wrong. And, they actually got one of the phones that caught on fire on a U.S. Airliner and brought it back to Washington, and they've been poking and prodding with their own engineers to try to figure out what was going on. But they are probably going to continue to investigate even after this exhaustive effort by Samsung. So I think that'll go on for a while. They also, I think, will wind up looking into the question of whether Samsung reported all these problems quickly enough at the beginning, mm-hmm. And they can impose pretty significant fines on the company if they ultimately conclude that Samsung did not come forward quickly enough. So Samsung's still on the hook, but I think at the same time it's worth pointing out that they've done such a thorough job here that this is probably a significant step in beginning to put this behind them from a regulatory standpoint. Mm-hmm. Whether consumers are going to forget about it as quickly, that remains to be seen, I'd say.
Right. We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's John McKinnon on the latest concerning Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 investigation. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business. It's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC. Member SIPC.
Thanks for listening. So avoiding any future battery problems has to be pretty high on Samsung's to-do list. Any word on how they plan to address these concerns?
That's another area where they really spent a lot of time and put in a lot of thought. They have developed a pretty elaborate, 8-point process for doing much more in-depth testing and design research. When they introduce new phone-type products in the future, and I think they hope that this is going to go a long way toward, you know, addressing the skepticism that some consumers probably have in the wake of this pretty significant problem.
Right. We'll leave it at that. John McKinnon, thanks very much for the time.
Oh, sure. You're welcome.
For more on reporter John McKinnon's story, you can check out WSJ.com. That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.